Unlocking top marks, mastering writer's purpose, audience, and perspective. Upbeat, engaging music fades in and then fades to background. Host, hello, and welcome to the GCSE English Language Revision Podcast from Manus. I'm your guide, and today we're diving into one of the most crucial skills for your OCR exam, understanding a writer's purpose, audience, and perspective. This isn't just about reading words on a page. It's about becoming a detective, decoding how a writer is trying to influence you, and then using those same powers in your own writing. Get this right, and you're not just gaining marks in one question. You're unlocking success across the entire paper, from the AO4 evaluation question right through to your big mark transactional writing task. So grab a pen, and let's get started. Host, first, let's break down the big three. Purpose is the why. Why did the writer create this text? Is it to persuade you to buy something, to inform you about an event, to entertain you with a story, or maybe to argue a strong opinion? The exam board OCR wants to see you identify this purpose explicitly. Next, audience. This is the who. Who is this text for? And please, let's ban the phrase the general public. Examiners want specifics. Are they targeting teenagers, parents, experts in a field? Look for clues. Is the language formal or informal? Is there slang or jargon? Are the examples about social media or pensions? These clues, what we call lexical choices, help you define the audience. For example, a text using words like sick or fire is probably not aimed at a 70-year-old academic. Credit is always given for identifying this specific demographic. Finally, perspective. This is the writer's viewpoint or attitude. Are they biased, sarcastic, enthusiastic, objective? Their perspective colors the entire text. It's shaped by their own experiences, beliefs, and values. Your job is to identify this perspective and evaluate how it influences the message. So how do these link together? Imagine a writer's purpose is to persuade teenagers, the audience, to protest against climate change. Their perspective is passionate and urgent. What will their language look like? They'll likely use direct address, "You need to act now," and emotive language to create a sense of shared responsibility. They might use short dramatic sentences for impact. Contrast this with a formal report for politicians on the same topic. The purpose is to inform, the audience is expert, and the perspective is objective. The language will be complex, full of statistics, and use a passive, impersonal tone. The choices a writer makes are always dictated by the purpose and audience. In the reading section, particularly for AO4, you need to evaluate how successfully the writer has achieved their purpose for that audience. A good answer might say, the writer effectively targets a teenage audience by using colloquialisms like, "let's be real," which creates a relatable and informal register, making the message feel more like advice from a friend than lecture. That's how you get the marks. Host. Now for some quick-fire exam tips and common mistakes to avoid. Top tip one, for your transactional writing, spend the first 2 minutes just thinking about your audience. Write down 3 words to describe them and 3 thoughts power words you can use to appeal to them. This planning is worth its weight in gold for AO5. Common mistake one, a classic error is feature spotting. Candidates will say, the writer uses a rhetorical question. Full stop. That gets you 0 marks. You must explain the effect. The writer uses a rhetorical question, can we really stand by and do nothing? To directly challenge the reader and provoke a sense of guilt, urging them to adopt the writer's viewpoint. See the difference? That's analysis. Top tip two, when you're asked to evaluate, don't be afraid to be critical. You can say a writer is only partially successful. For example, while the writer's use of statistics is persuasive, the overly formal tone might alienate the intended teenage audience. This shows sophisticated judgment, which is exactly what AO4 is testing. Common mistake two, in your own writing, slipping out of character. You might start a formal letter correctly with "dear sir" or "madam," but by paragraph 3, you're using slang like "it's a bit rubbish." This is an uneven register, and it loses you marks for AO5 and AO6. Stay consistent. Host. Okay, are you ready for a quick-fire recall quiz? I'll ask a question, pause for a second, and then give you the answer. Let's go. Question 1. What's the examiner-friendly term for the writer's word choices?
Pause.
Answer. Lexical choices. Question 2. In your own writing, what should you underline in the question prompt before you start?
Pause.
Answer. The specified audience. Question 3. Which assessment objective is tested when you evaluate how successfully a writer has achieved their purpose?
Pause.
Answer. AO4. Question 4. Name one thing to avoid when defining an audience.
Pause.
Answer. Being broad, for example, saying the general public.
How did you do if you got all four? You're well on your way.
Host. So, to summarize, always start by identifying the purpose, audience, and perspective. In your reading, analyze how language and structure choices are designed to affect that specific audience. In your writing, become the writer. Adopt a convincing persona and maintain a consistent register. Avoid generic statements and always, always explain the effect. That's all for this episode. Thanks for listening to the Manuscript Revision Podcast. Keep practicing and you'll smash it. Upbeat, engaging music fades in and then fades out.